SBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Itamar Fried. I'm an artist. Just got here from the UK. I'm from Israel, actually, but I was living in the UK. And yeah, I'm here to show my work in Sculpture by the Sea on Bondi Beach.
Yes, Sculpture by the Sea opened on October 18th. And Sculpture by the Sea is an incredible exhibition. It's Bondi Beach to Tamarama Beach, Coastal Walk. If you go on the Coastal Walk, you will see the world's largest free-to-public sculpture exhibition featuring 100 sculptures and artists from Australia and around the world. And one of the artists exhibiting this year is the Israeli artist Itamar Fried. And we are talking to Itamar. Itamar, you said that you just came from London. What did you do in London?
Yeah, so I just graduated my MA. I've been studying at the Royal College of Art, which is a beautiful place, most amazing school. And yeah, and now I'm here.
I've seen your sculpture. I've seen photos of your sculpture, pesel in Hebrew. Sculpture is the pesel. And I was really, really excited. I thought it was really original, absolutely magnificent, and very, very different, although a lot of the features were very familiar. Can you please tell us about why familiar, why I'm talking like that?
Okay, so this whole project is called Whispering to Venus. It's a collaboration between myself and an algorithm, a computer algorithm. The sculpture was born actually as a photographic 3D scan. I was scanning my own body. It's a self-portrait. And the whole project is a part of research of myself on photography. I'm trying to see how technology is changing photography. Yeah, what new stuff we can get from photography. So I decided...
So it's combination of technology and photography and human intervention.
Exactly. I'm trying to bluff technology, actually. I think technology is very clever, but still in a very basic point.
I said that the sculpture is very unique, but very familiar. Why it's so familiar?
Yeah, so the pose of the sculpture is the pose of Venus. And the sculpture is inspired by the birth of Venus, Botticelli's most iconic painting. Very famous, a lot of people know this painting. And yeah, I just chose to pose like Venus from the painting to to ask questions about art history.
So why would you put a male figure in Venus?
I think women were represented in the wrong way throughout art history, and that's my little try to fix art history in a certain way.
So you want to shift human femininity or into male? Sexual attraction or?
I don't know if it's just about sexual attraction. It's just about everything, just the idea of a female model. So I just tried to put myself in female shoes for a second, or as a feminine object, or as a sexual object, or just as an object.
I think what came out of it is something quite incredible, because it's not just you. It's you and you. It's you double that create, that opens a lot of questions to the imagination.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful mistake. It's a glitch. It's because the technology is still in a very basic point, actually. So it's enough, just a small movement to confuse the scanner and the algorithm. And that's why we got a double figure.
So it's like a male behind a male. It's Can you imagine the imagination of people watching it? What do they think? Not just that a male is a sex object, more than that.
Maybe some people can think like that. For me, it's less obvious because the doubling part is just on the torso part, the head part. For me, it looks like more myself whispering to myself, trying to tell something, a message or whatever it is. Yeah, but it's open for you know, everybody's different interpretation.
I'm sure my listeners will not miss it if you go to Sculpture by the Sea from Bondi Beach to Tamarama Beach on the coastal walk. You will not miss Itamar Fried's sculpture of a big Venus, but in the shape of a man. So if you want to see how Itamar looks like, you can look at that sculpture.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Is that your first sculpture?
It's my second sculpture. The first project was face casting my family member faces. The first project started as, again, a way to check the boundaries of photography. I was working with a material that can replica the action of a negative of a photographic film, but in a 3D way. It was, you just put it on somebody's face and after a minute it will freeze and copy every little detail.
So it's also using technology with photography and creating a sculpture.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just mixing between that's all fantastic. The mediums.
Can you tell us something about your background? Where were you born?
I was born in New York. I don't have such an American accent. My parents are Israelis. They were born in Israel. When I was 5, we moved back to Israel. And yeah, since then, I've been living in Israel. Until 3 years ago, yeah, I moved to London for doing my MA.
And where did you learn art in Israel?
In Israel, I learned art in Bezalel.
Bezalel is the top art school in Israel.
That's what people say, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good place. I learned a lot in Bezalel.
I think that participating in Sculpture by the Sea this year will make a big difference to your career in the future as an artist.
I hope so. I really feel great among the other amazing artists over there. There are some people that's their 20th time in this exhibition, which is pretty amazing. Very famous artist, big, big sculptures. And yeah, it's a good place to be in. Yeah, exciting.
And we are talking to the Israeli artist Itamar Fried, who is exhibiting his sculpture at Sculpture by the Sea. And you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Itamar Fried, I wish you best of luck and we're looking forward to see your sculpture at within the exhibition Sculpture by the Sea. Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.